What's up, fabulous people, and welcome to Real Fabulous Marketing. This is the place where you'll hear stories of real fabulous people to inspire you and also get some amazing marketing strategies that will help you stand out from the crowd, particularly online. I can't wait to do this with you. Let's dive in. Hey there, fabulous people. It is Miranda Ivy here, ready to rock and roll on episode 71 of Real Fabulous Marketing. Yeah, today's episode is called Eek, It's Already March. I'm so behind. Ah! Does anyone relate? Because I certainly have. It feels like the year has gotten off to a pretty slow start for me. You know, sort of January, new year, new you, all these messages, all these people doing these ginormous things. And I'm like, it's still school holidays. And it doesn't seem like the world stops just because I have small children at home. And then we've got the start of school, and then we've got this and that. And all of a sudden you're here and it's March. And first of all, I just want to say, you're not behind, okay? There is no giant clock ticking behind you or around you saying, these people were early and you are behind. You are exactly where you're meant to be. Who says you're behind? Some arbitrary person on social media says like, hey, you should have had your shit together by now. Nah, that, like, honestly, think about it objectively. The new year can start whenever you want it to start. And each year has its own seasons anyway. So when it comes to putting offers out and directing your marketing, you might just have missed the first ones around the start of the year that maybe they don't resonate with you anyway and may not be relevant to your audience. So if you are feeling the way that you do, is it possible or even likely that your audience is feeling similar too? We are all under the barrage of constant information and social media and all of our jobs and obligations and people to call and mechanics to book and holidays to research that if you're feeling this way, your audience may well be too. So, as the trusted advisor and expert that I know you are, what is it that you could offer or say to your audience now that it is March and we're moving towards March, April, as part of this season? That is like, things are slipping a little bit. Things are feeling like the wheels are kind of coming off a little bit. What could you say, do, or offer to them that will help them feel more on track than ever? That will help them realize, hey, this trusted advisor over here, see, she seems to have her shit together. I'm going to follow her and find out what is in store for me if I do that. So right now, you're in this season of, yeah, it's March, it's April, and the wheels are slipping off. What can you offer those people? And what can you offer yourself as well? Maybe if the wheels are slipping off and you're feeling like, I'm so behind, is it time to stop racing around like a chicken with its head cut off, which is the weirdest metaphor, let's face it, like who wants to think of that? But it's what we all say. Maybe it's time for you to take stock and go, well, what do you want? Or maybe you need to like completely wipe your books for a day and have a whole day to yourself just to be. Or maybe you need to have a weekend away or a whole Saturday where you don't do anything and you don't look at your phone or your computer and you give yourself a digital detox to go, well, if it's already March and I'm already feeling so behind, well, maybe I won't overwhelm myself completely today with more information and more things to do. And I'm just going to have a break and see what happens. So the invitation is here for you now to go, you know what? I get to start this year whenever I flip and want. I get to do whatever I want because I am a self-employed business owner and that is how things roll. If I'm feeling like this, my audience might be as well. So what can I do or say or offer them that is going to make them feel so much better right now in this season of things are slipping, things are feeling a little bit overwhelmed, I'm feeling behind, that is going to make them realize that you are the one for them? And then cast your mind forward. Maybe you'll just enjoy March and April in this season of feeling behind and getting your everything else, all of your ducks in a row, to start making plans as we move towards the middle of the year, which when it comes to marketing terms, you've got your May, June, and here in Australia, we know that this is end of financial year. We know that this might be when people are investing in themselves a little bit more. This might be when it's time to do that lovely middle of the year reset as we move into the cooler months in Australia and New Zealand, and you get to do the opposite in the Northern Hemisphere. But it's that middle of the year reset. And you might think that that could be a really great time for you to be building momentum towards that. So there is no behind. Just because it's March, that is my message for you today. It is short and sweet, but also, how can you turn this into a positive? How could you either take some time out, reflect on what you want to be doing, give yourself a moment to not feel so overwhelmed, and then start casually thinking about where you are going to take yourself and your audience next? Oof, I can't wait for you to not be feeling so behind anymore and also to go on a wonderful journey throughout this entire year. Until next week, stay fabulous. Hey there. I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous. Yeah.